Ed? Well, first of all, Bert, I'd like to take credit for your success last year, as that was my first year landing on Fish Exchange, so I'll expect hats and t-shirts, etc. Anyways, so I started a commercial jigging operation, and when I was faced with the possibility of a common pool that would have a limit that would just drop out pretty much at any given time if the common pool quota was caught too quickly. So I joined the sector and looked into leasing quota. And leasing quota for cod, Gulf of Maine cod, as a jig fisherman, that's your primary species, at over a dollar a pound. I mean, the only term that I can think of to describe that is saltwater sharecropping. It really doesn't work. There's no way. The only people making money there are the people who are leasing the quota, pretty much everybody except the fishermen. So faced with the climate of fleet conservation that we have right now, I mean, consolidation that we have right now, this gives us an opportunity to develop the kind of market-based solutions that are the key to long-term viability of the small boat fleet, rebranding and marketing the sustainability of the small boat fleet, that sort of thing. So it's really, really great what's happened here, and I really think this is just the beginning of it. And without it, we wouldn't have a small boat fleet, and without the small boat fleet, I think we really wouldn't have a Portland Fish Exchange right now. So it's really a good thing to see. Thanks.
Thank you, Ed. Thank you, all panel members.